News, I'm Liz Pelka. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo held talks with Saudi Arabian leaders Monday. The visit is following a week of crisis that saw the United States pull back from the brink of a military strike on Iran after the downing of a U.S. drone. The top diplomat met with Saudi King Salman and Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, tweeting they discussed heightened tensions in the region and maritime security in the Strait of Hormuz. Pompeo addressed reporters about Iran before leaving for the trip.
I think it's really important for everyone to understand that the Iranians are out sowing disinformation in lots of places.
The visit will now take Pompeo to the United Arab Emirates. Turkey's opposition won decisively in the controversial revote of the Istanbul mayoral election. Provisional results indicate Ekrem İmamoğlu defeated President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's hand-picked candidate by more than 700,000 votes. Speaking to a large crowd of enthusiastic supporters Sunday night, İmamoğlu said his win was a boost for democracy.
We will embrace everyone. We will build the democracy in this city. We will build justice in this city.
Observers say that resentment has been growing over Erdogan's increasingly authoritarian style of leadership after a failed coup attempt in 2016. The alleged leader of Saturday's coup attempt in Ethiopia's northern Amhara state has been shot and killed. A reporter in the state capital tells VOA's Horn of Africa service that General Asumnu Siga was killed in the capital Monday while trying to escape from security forces. Meanwhile, state media says an official wounded during Saturday's coup attempt, regional prosecutor Migbaru Kobede, has also died. We have this full story on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Clashes erupted in southern West Bank between Israeli security services and Palestinians on Monday against the upcoming Peace to Prosperity workshop in Bahrain. The $50 billion U.S. dollar economic plan published on Saturday calls for massive infrastructure projects and job creation for Palestinians. However, the plan does not address the core issues of the conflict between Israel and Palestine, the contested holy city of Jerusalem, sought by both peoples as a capital, the fate of more than 5 million Palestinian refugees and their descendants, and the borders of a future Palestinian state. Here's one Palestinian protester.
Let us alone. Let us in peace. We make our future alone. We don't need your money. We don't need you.
Neither Israel nor the Palestinians will have official representation at the two-day summit. The U.S. delegation is to be led by Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin. The United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights is urging Hong Kong authorities to consult broadly before passing or amending an extradition bill or any other legislation as protests in the autonomous territory continue. Michelle Bachelet made this statement speaking at the opening of a three-week session of Human Rights Council in Geneva, Switzerland. Hong Kong protesters blocked access to a Hong Kong government office building for about 2 hours Monday. They plan another demonstration Wednesday to raise awareness among leaders attending the G20 summit this week in Japan. Taiwan's second airline employee strike this year to date has impacted more than 25,000 passengers just before a peak travel season. An Ava Airways strike that entered its fifth day Monday had spiked about 60% of scheduled flights, hit about more than 25,000 travelers, many of whom were bumped to other airlines. About 2,000 people, two-thirds of all flight attendants, walked away from their posts as many Taiwanese were planning summer holidays. A Yemeni Houthi rebel attack on an airport in southern Saudi Arabia has killed one civilian and wounded seven others. That's according to the Saudi-led military coalition Sunday. A Houthi missile struck Aba last week, wounding 26. 33 new cases of measles were reported last week, with more than 1,000 active cases total within the U.S., that according to health officials. That's the worst outbreak in over 25 years, when more than 2,100 cases were recorded in 1992.
VOA1. The best music now.